1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Antony Blinken traveling in the Middle East, asking allied countries to pressure Hamas into accepting a ceasefire proposal. He also met with the families of some of those still being held in Gaza.
For me, all of the hostages, but especially our 8 American families who have loved ones in Gaza, we are determined to bring them home.
The IDF conducting a raid this week, rescuing 4 Israeli hostages in central Gaza. Gas prices in the U.S. down 9 cents from a week ago. AAA's Doug Shoup.
Because we are still seeing weak demand for gasoline, and that coupled with lower crude oil prices is actually bringing pump prices down all across the country.
Also down, violent crime. It's dropped 15% across the country in the first 3 months of the year compared to 2023, according to the FBI. Jury deliberations resumed this morning in Hunter Biden's gun trial. He's accused of lying on the federal application to purchase a firearm. This is ABC News. The president leading an early Juneteenth celebration at the White House.
Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight among the performers. Many VIPs, including federal and state lawmakers, hearing President Biden warning of current threats.
They're all ghosts in new garments trying to take us back. Well, there are. Taking away your freedoms, making it harder for black people to vote or have your vote counted. Closing doors of opportunity. Attacking the values of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
There's more work to do, says the president. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's back to college for UConn men's basketball coach Dan Hurley. He has turned down an offer to become the coach of the LA Lakers so he can try to win his third college championship in a row. And quite a catch at an annual blue marlin fishing tournament in North Carolina. The boat that brought in the first fish, weighing over 500 pounds, won $1.7 million. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
At Fleet Farm, we know every new day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday workwear from Carhartt, Ariat, and Dickies. Everyday lawn and garden from Scotts, Husqvarna, and Miracle-Gro. Everyday tools from DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Craftsman. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Madison police shared more information about this past weekend's mass shooting at a Monday press conference. 10 people had gunshot wounds, one person was hurt by broken glass, and another hurt themselves running from the scene. The victims were between ages 14 and 23. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
It is truly a miracle that no one is dead.
The shooting happened early Sunday morning during a rooftop party at downtown apartment complex The Lux. Madison police said they could be looking for 2 shooters, but they did not name any suspects. This was one of 3 shootings that happened in Madison over the weekend. Wisconsinites can expect a hotter-than-average summer this year. According to CBS 58, Wisconsin has a 30-40% chance of above-average temperatures in June, July, and August. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers with a win over the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-1 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. The crew had not hit a home run in the past week until Jackson Churio did it in the third, followed by Willie Adames in the fourth inning on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Adames, deep left center, and the Brewers are going to have the lead. Number 10 for Willie.
That was a bomb. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Willie's such a competitor. I've seen him hit that same home run 20 times since I've been here. Slider kind of down in the zone, right in that same spot.
Colin Ray got the win, now 5-2 for the season. NBA, Darvin Ham coming back to the Milwaukee Bucks as an assistant after a two-year stint as the head coach of the Lakers. UConn's Dan Hurley declining an offer from the Lakers to become their next head coach. NFL, the Packers back on the practice field for the first day of their mandatory minicamp this week in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. As we head into the overnight, a clear to mostly clear sky, light winds, and temperatures in the upper 40s. On Tuesday, more clouds on the way, highs in the lower 70s, south winds, and there will be a chance for some showers, even some rumbles, as we head into the afternoon. Right now, it's 48.
Crude and Dom.
The jury is out in the Hunter Biden trial as the weaponized Department of Justice seeks retribution against Joe Biden's son. Doesn't make sense. I know. Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Mad Radio, WMDX. Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Radio WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM on your radio dial. This is the Johnny Gordy Family Show Extravaganza. As always, we are here with you in the morning to hold your hand through this delicate time of your day.
Where we know- what are you talking about?
I don't know.
Delicate time
I
of your day?
Know.
Are you kidding
I'm
me?
Just, you know, I'm just trying to reach out.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, reach out. That's a good thing. Look at the beautiful sunshine
again,
today.
Again.
To start
again,
things out.
This is a second morning like that.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
There's, you know, it's bright. It's clear. Nothing's,
plug is
nothing's happening this morning. Here we go.
Got it.
And, but it's going to get cloudy later on today. Right now it's 54 degrees. Let's go to the weather roulette wheel to find out
doom and gloom
today's.
It's going to get cloudy later on. Let's bring that up right away. You know,
today's high temperature. Those clouds will move in. Temperature's going to climb up to a high about 73 degrees.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. 73.
Yeah.
It's going to start to feel a little bit more humid later on today. We're going to talk to Brittany Merlot next hour and get the whole scoop on the weather for today.
Well, and, I hope she's got. I hope she's got the latest.
She's know, got the latest, and the greatest. We also have Pete Schwabe coming in today.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
You know, yeah, Mr. Pete, Nightlight.
Pete's great. He's got a lot of great guests.
I had dinner with him last night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
look at this guy.
Right down on State Street. Yeah, me and Schwabe. Yeah, hanging out.
Before we went on the air?
Before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you like the name I gave him on our whiteboard out in the lobby?
I didn't. Oh, did you give him a special name?
He's the Schwabinator.
Schwabinator? Is that what he's been going with lately?
Yeah.
Schwabinator. I like that. Well, we'll ask him about
it. So what did you have for your dinner, and
I had a chicken salad. A chicken chicken salad thing.
well,
I can't be specific.
Good.
It was a sandwich.
Yeah,
it was chicken.
That's good.
And it was kind of salad-y.
So you can really.
I like the tuna salad and the chicken salad.
Pick up a cookbook. You know, just start dabbling
just
in the
browse?
Kitchen. Just a little bit. Yeah,
it was
just
a chicken salad sandwich.
Like really,
what do you care? It's
you
just a chicken salad sandwich. I had a little bit of potato salad.
Again?
He declined.
You struggled
to eat.
With that.
He declined to eat. He had a couple of pretzels. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it.
Well,
yeah.
Whatever keeps you going.
Yeah. We had a nice conversation. We talked about you. Yeah. That's, no. Oh, no. He's coming in this morning. He'll be in here next hour. Yeah, we're going to find out all about the Nightlight program and what he's been up to lately.
Yeah.
What he's been, he's a busy guy, you know?
You think so?
Yeah. You don't think he's busy?
No, I really think he's busy. He seems to be doing so much.
He's got that film show that he does for PBS, the Wisconsin PBS show.
Yes.
He's got Nightlight, of course. And then, you know, he's a stand-up comedian. Occasionally he'll
do
other projects.
He doesn't do that anymore.
He doesn't. He gave it up. Yeah. And we're gonna talk to him about stand-up comedy, though, because he does know a lot of comedians.
Well, he does.
He talks to him.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows your cousin, I think, Jeff Cesario.
We're gonna test that one.
Okay.
All right.
And
hey, I've got a big surprise. It's a big surprise, kind of. You know, we've got way back when.
Producer Sam just slapped himself in the face.
Way back.
Sorry, I do that when I'm yawning sometimes to stop yawning.
So he says, I got a big surprise, and you yawns. Start yawning. Well, yeah, I've heard this before.
Yeah, big surprise. You know, way back in the old days of radio when we got together at WMAD.
Yeah.
Mad Radio, right? I'm wearing my Mad Radio again t-shirt. We had a theme song done by one of the great... restaurant singers, Russ Laniello.
Yeah,
and I brought that in. I thought we
did.
Play
you really?
It.
You yes. found that?
Yes, the Mac the Knife version of Johnny Gordy.
That's great.
Yes.
When are we going to play that? Are we going to play that?
Well,
now?
We can play it any time. Yeah, you know.
Okay. Well, it's up to you. You know, you got it. You brought it in.
No,
Sam's over
there.
Our,
we have a very important element of our program right here, and it is the National Day Calendar. Well, I would never miss this for anything in the world. God.
All right. Let's see.
It's like
what
pulling
day...
teeth.
Let's get right through it. Right to it and right through today.
Let's you know, dabble in it like we usually do.
Let's see what... Let's days of it is here on the National Day calendar
what
on the 11th.
Is it not?
The 11th day of June.
You always threw a phony day in.
What day is it not? Is it or is it not?
Yes.
Forklift Safety Day. Is it or is it not? Call Your Doctor Day.
Uh-huh.
Is it maybe Making Life Beautiful Day? Is it Neon Side Day? Is it German Chocolate Cake Day? Or is it Corn on the Cob Day? Which day is it not, John Peterson?
Well, let me see. You had a chicken sandwich yesterday.
No, that wasn't in the lineup. Chicken Salad Sandwich Day? No, I don't think so.
It was like one or two in the beginning.
You know, I don't really actually feel that good this morning after that chicken salad. It kind of settled in my stomach, and it just kind of sat there. I was a little under that. I was thinking about calling in, actually.
Really?
Yeah, not feeling great. So, which way on those days is it not? I feel okay now, though. A little cup of coffee.
Honestly, I really can't remember any of the days you just rolled on, except for Corn on the Cob Day, because that's what it is. A little early in the season for Corn on the Cob Day, I think.
Okay, here are the days again. Forklift Safety Day, Neon Sign Day, Call Your Doctor Day.
Call Your Doctor
Making
Day.
Making Life
that's
Beautiful
the
Day.
One. Call
German
Your Doctor
Chocolate Day. Corn on the Cob Day.
You called your doctor.
No, it is Call Your Doctor Day. Sam, you already know.
Sorry, wait, what? I was trying to cue music for John.
Okay.
And I misheard whatever he just said.
The ding.
The days of the calendar.
Did he guess correctly or incorrectly?
No, incorrectly.
He was incorrect.
I missed it.
Thank you. Forklift Safety Day, Neon Sign Day, Call Your Doctor.
I don't think it's Neon Sign Day.
You are correct, sir.
All right.
You got a shiny new dime.
Why did you think that?
Because I wrote them on the dock yesterday, and I don't remember writing that one.
Okay.
Well, that's a good reason.
So it's National Forklift Safety Day. I know you drove a forklift.
Yes.
I drove a forklift for a summer. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. It's great stuff. Yeah. You feel responsible.
You do.
Yeah.
But forklift safety is an important thing, John, as you and I know.
Well, it wasn't front of my mind when I was driving it, but I was having a good time.
They're kind of like, you know, bumper cars if you're working the right place.
That's pretty much what it's like.
Especially if there's a bunch of forklift drivers. You're all kind of vying for the lanes and trying to get, you know,
well,
work
you,
done.
You gotta like, you like making the corners really quick.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's fun in a forklift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like endless power. It was battery operated.
Yeah.
Well, some had gas. Oh, yeah. Did you have a gas?
Yeah, it was propane or something.
Okay. Yeah, it's propane.
Yeah.
You like drifting in your forklift, John?
No, I just loved it. Yeah, yeah, it was great. Endless power for electric.
Mm. Are you familiar with the trend? I don't think it's still a thing, but it was probably 2 years ago, of people putting on their online dating profiles that they're forklift certified.
What is that all about?
No.
I mean, it's a joke. I mean, a lot of these people wouldn't actually be forklift certified, but it's just like for
just
the bit.
Just a thing? Just a thing they started to do?
Well, see, well, we could have included that in our resume now.
Yeah, we could.
Now that you brought it up.
Yeah. It might be time to dust off that resume any day now, but...
dust it off.
you never know.
You're not ever secure in this position.
But forklift driving is one of those skills to have. You know, if you really need a job, you can always find a job as a forklift driver.
Yeah, driving backward and forward.
Right. We should get a forklift driver in here and just, you know, talk to him about the state of the art of forklift driving. Yeah, how they've changed over the years.
GPS
on the forklifts now. It's the second Tuesday in June. That's National Forklift Safety Day. That's what it is. And we salute all the forklift drivers out
there. Aren't very safe.
That they have opportunities for manufacturing, warehouses, logistics, other industries rely on forklifts to reassess their forklift training and safety guidelines. Do that today.
That's ridiculous.
It makes no sense at all.
Once you're a forklift driver, you're really good at it.
Yeah.
I got a story from when I was working at the cheese factory. There was a dude once who was not forklift certified, but decided to hop on try and cart some of this cheese around.
Oh, no.
And then what happened?
It was on feta day. And feta, like, we got it wet in these, like, totes full of salt water, and we had to stack it, like, 6 foot, well, probably, like, 5 foot high on a giant metal pallet. So we had, like, probably 2,000 or 3,000 pounds of cheese here.
Yeah.
And he spilled all of it.
No. Oh, my God.
All over, like, this dirty concrete floor.
Clean up on aisle five. It was awful.
And you really have to be careful when you have something on a pallet. You really have to drive safely.
Yes.
We're talking about not carrying anything on the forklift when we drive it crazily.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
But when you got something on a pallet... For me, I worked in a bookbindery, and we had the slippery, shiny magazine papers and covers and stuff like that, and you really had to go slow and methodical.
Right. I worked in a china warehouse, so, you know, china and flatware and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So you really had to be careful.
Same thing.
Somebody dropped a skid, boy, the whole factory.
Or just, stopped suddenly. Yeah. Not good.
Would hear about it, It's Call Your Doctor Day, John. When was the last time you called your doctor just to say hi? How you doing?
They don't answer.
They don't do that. Call Your Doctor Day falls on the second Tuesday in June as a reminder for young women to schedule their annual Well Woman exam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're asking you to take 5 minutes out of your day to take care of your health and schedule a wellness exam. So this is mainly aimed at women for today, I guess. Scheduling a wellness exam halfway through the year holds significance because so many women delay their routine care during the winter months. Often placing the priorities of work and family and other obligations before their health, women overlook the simple phone call that could save their lives. So, you know, call your doctor today.
So apparently...
Get set up with another appointment. Okay?
So apparently men are the ones who call their doctor on a regular basis.
No, that's not happening either. It's also National Making Life Beautiful Today.
Well,
today.
Wait, we got which doctor here? So we're going out on this thing, right? Is this a break?
It is a break. It's it's the John and Gordy Morning Family Show.
As we feel our way through it for the first time.
Coming back with the rest of the National Day Calendar and a look at the history books for today.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture.
and the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is Mad Radio.
This is
WMDX, broadcasting live from State Street this morning, a John and Gordy show. I can't wait to talk to Pete Schwabel later on.
Yeah.
A little at after 7:30 this morning.
Yeah. And also coming up, we're going to talk to Amy Roseborough, who is the state archaeologist, and you know, talking about those. They keep finding these ancient canoes in Lake Mendota.
Right.
They found some more. They found another one.
They could give one maybe.
What?
To you.
What? Why would they give me a canoe? An ancient canoe.
Well.
Do I look like I need an ancient canoe? To do something?
They go right
to a museum with them after they restore them, yeah.
They restore them? Yeah, sure.
Well, they clean them up a little bit. I guess they're very well preserved because they're in fresh water.
That's right. And they're buried
under the silt or the sand.
Well, I mean, she can speak to it more later. I don't think well preserved is exactly the right word. I think I was reading an article a few weeks ago about it, and they said something like, when wood has been underwater for something like 7,000 years, it doesn't really look like wood anymore.
Oh.
Okay.
It kind of is just like a big sponge, but you can still tell that it was a canoe, but she can talk about it more.
All right. Well, we'll find out in our next hour.
Yeah, for some reason, I know when the story came out, I was thinking that they found styrofoam canoes.
The Native Americans were way ahead of their time with material science.
Well, styrofoam canoes.
You were telling us about your styrofoam canoe.
Sailboat. Right.
And then the story came out about the canoes, and I thought, wow, they found styrofoam canoes.
Wow, Sam's
from 7,000 years ago.
Sam's boat sunk.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's get back to the National Day calendar. Why not? It's here, right in front of us.
It's my favorite time of the year.
National Making Life Beautiful Day today. June 11th dedicates a celebration to those who make life beautiful. Whether you're creating beauty by building relationships or helping others achieve personal success, your actions create a ripple effect, John Peterson. You are making life beautiful, John, not just for yourself,
but for
everybody around you.
Yeah, I thought so,
too. Do you ever have thought about that? How many people are listening to you and they just say to themselves, could my life be any more beautiful after listening to John Peterson every morning? Well, beauty comes in many forms.
Wow.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
From a kind word to a gentle soul, those who lift up others like you, John, find the strength, the spare strands of hope that bring beauty into this world.
That's right.
Some send messages in the form of bold art, while others roll up their sleeves in times of need. That would be you. You'd like to roll up your sleeves and get the job done.
I do that all the time.
You do. These beautiful people, like John, heal the wounded, ease the hearts of the weary, and empower others to be the best person they can be to make life so very beautiful.
Are you saying that you are exactly the opposite of that?
Not saying anything. I'm just saying, you know, we all need to think about making life a little bit beautiful.
Okay, all right. I'll do it my way. You do it your way.
Okay. Good enough.
All right.
Should we move on? National German chocolate cake.
No, you started this fight. That's it.
A fight?
No, okay.
I'm just saying, I'm glad you're giving me some kind of credit. I am.
The kudos from Gordy this morning.
That's right. National German Chocolate Cake Day.
Do we have this every day or every week? God, they're always pushing chocolate cake.
Well, this is German chocolate cake.
Oh, wow, that's different.
German chocolate cake.
Oh, of course.
It's tough cake.
The Deutsche Kitchen.
Let's skip that. Yeah. We all like German chocolate cake, or we hate it, one way or the other.
I know.
It's National Corn on the Cob Day, so let's move ahead to that.
Yeah, it's a little early for corn on the cob. I don't understand why the day is today.
You know what's great is the Sun Prairie Corn Festival.
It's wonderful.
I haven't done that for years.
Same here. When I had the kids.
We should go this year.
We took the kids out there.
Yeah.
But after that, that was all over.
Yeah.
Of course, Sun Prairie would be the place to have a corn festival.
Have you ever been there?
No. Yeah. When is that?
Oh, it's in the fall, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Late summer.
Harvest. Yeah,
late summer, August, early fall.
I'll have to check it out this year.
Tons and tons, of course, of corn on the cob. But also, I love all the salt shaker trees that they have. You know, they have salt shakers. There's so many people show
just
up to this
just hanging from trees?
And then, salt shakers hanging from the tree limbs. At least they used to. I think they probably still do. We should check that out.
But you know what was really good? And you probably really like this as well. When they husk the corn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they rub the corn with butter with their hands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that is an incredible moment.
What are you saying? Good God. The smell of fresh corn on the cob cooking makes our mouths water. We don't care if you grill it, boil it, bake it. The only thing you want to do is eat as much corn on the cob as possible. That's what they do.
That's what they do.
You can have as much as you want.
That's right. You go in there and you get a basket. I don't know if they've made the basket smaller or not, but we used to have like 7 or 8 or 9 cobs of corn.
Right.
And the kids would have just maybe one, but, you know, Ann and I would just go through like 5 each.
Well, it's so good.
Oh, they rub it down with butter.
I know.
Like the best.
Yeah.
And all the salt you could have.
Load up on the sodium.
Hanging from a tree.
That's right. The history of corn dates back to nearly 7,000 years ago in Mexico, originally grown as wild grass. What? Wow. Corn was eventually grown as a crop and harvested. How could it start out as grass?
I don't know.
Change into corn.
That'd be really hard.
From Mexico, corn eventually spread north into what is now the U.S., and Native Americans planted and harvested corn, making a plentiful bunch of it across all the tribes. And today, corn is found all across North America. So we can salute the corn on the cob today.
Woo!
Yeah. Woo! Sam, do we have time to crack open the history books?
Oh, we do. We do.
All right. Let us know. Yeah,
beautiful.
All right.
We're cracking the right books open, all right.
Yeah. A lot of
dust. What's going on today? What would happen? Don't we have a theme song for that? We did have a... Well, we'll talk about it later. Right. Obviously, you didn't find it yet, so, okay.
Let's see. Two crazy things happened on this day in 1963. The first, a huge Vietnam protest in South Vietnam. Yeah. I can't pronounce the guy's name, but he was a Buddhist monk. And he set himself on fire in protest of the president of South Vietnam at the time.
Yeah. A lot of video of that.
Yeah, 1963.
On that same day in 1963, the University of Alabama desegregated. And George Wallace, the governor of Alabama at the time, was a very staunch segregationist. He brought in the state patrol to block some black students from getting into the admissions office. Mm-hmm. And JFK called in the National Guard to, like, let these students in and go against Wallace.
Right. Yeah, and now, I remember that.
And now Justice Thomas wants to reverse that.
Yeah.
Thought this was a big mistake. Mm. Desegregation. Big mistake.
Jeez. Remember that? That was a very tense time.
It was, yes.
And they had that live on TV for back in 1963. They had the governor standing in the doorway blocking, I don't know who they
what a hill
the official
to die
was.
On.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
He finally let the students in.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in Milwaukee, and desegregation was, we were all wondering how this was going to work, you know, the busing situation.
Yes.
But it did work out, and Justice Thomas is wrong.
It is 6:29 coming up on the John and Gordy Show, Trumps and Sharks.
Yeah. Yep.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Water. It's one of those simple elements, but for baby calves, you can't take it for granted. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And as we look at the weather forecast for later this week, temperatures are expected to rise into the 80s. Trying to help baby calves compensate for that change in temperatures is really an important function for water. That's according to Allison Pfau. She's one of our regional University Extension dairy specialists in southeast Wisconsin, and she's focusing in on not just how much water baby calves should have, but the quality of water they should have.
In one of the articles that I make, the water, they have like 70% of water in their body. Mm-hmm. So they really need water for just make another different functions, like biological functions and physiological functions that they require. And if it's no water available or like good water available for them, well, the development of these animals is going to be impact in that, and we are not going to have a good animals in the future.
Allison Pfau, she is a bilingual regional dairy educator with University Extension in southeast Wisconsin. She said if you do not give baby calves good quality, clean water in ample supplies, it will manifest itself in things like diarrhea. Markets in overnight electronic trade. Right now, it looks like soybeans are the soft commodity on a Tuesday. Numbers are next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Around the clock, your dairy cows rely on you. And when you need support, Compeer Financial is here. Here with cutting-edge ag finance technology, industry knowledge, and local experience to help your farm thrive. As avid supporters of the dairy industry, we tip our hats to you during June Dairy Month and every other month of the year. Contact us at 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
On Monday, the barrel cheese gained a penny and a quarter to 196 and three quarters. 40-pound block cheese up 5 1/4 cents to 189 and three quarters. AA butter on Monday dropped another penny and a quarter, still at 308 a pound. The July Class 3 milk going into cheese up 3 right now, 2064 a hundredweight. December corn's currently up 2 at 470. November soybeans are down 2 at 1157. And July wheat, 3.5 higher right now, 611 a bushel. I'm PM Yankee.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a shower, otherwise mostly cloudy and 73. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 58. Mostly sunny for your Wednesday, warmer with a high near 86. Showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday night, a low of 66, and more storms Thursday.
It's 48 at our studios.
Madison, it's time to rock the Gamma Ray. The Maxine Concert Series, Friday, June 14th, with Eddie 8 Dynamite.
All about that girl. Oh, yeah. All about that girl.
Iron Plow.
Gonna rock it tonight.
And Marston. The Maxine Concert Series, live at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Get advance tickets now at GammaRay.bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Catherine Eden, professor at Princeton University. We'll discuss the impediments that poverty poses to kids and learning.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
The
This portion of the show is being brought to you by saliva. Remember, when seeking to moisten the parched membranes within those hard-to-reach oral cavities, more people use saliva than any other bodily fluid. It's wet. It's tasteless. You can use it to shine your shoes. It's saliva. Recommended by the American Mucus Association.
Wow. All right.
Saliva. Yeah, new sponsor.
I'm glad we finally landed them.
Yeah.
Matt Radio, WMDX.
Saliva is important.
It is.
What would we do without saliva?
I don't know. We wouldn't be able to exchange it, I guess. 92.7 FM and 1580 AM on your radio dial. Check us out on the Civic Media app as well, and text us there and call us.
Yeah.
We're desperately in need of texting and calls.
Sure. Why not? No, we're not. 608-879-8255 is the number, and you can text us. And our text to win contest coming up after 7 o'clock. Today, 73 for a high. Enjoy the sunshine while we've got it. It's going to be cloudy later on today.
Okay. Merrick Garland is really, really, really angry.
Why?
At the Republicans in the House for, you know, using every possible conspiracy theory to trash the Justice Department. He's had it. Finally.
Saying enough is enough.
He's just stopped destroying our country and the confidence that people have in the system by, you know, leveling off all these conspiracy theories and pushing them as if they were real.
Well,
he's not happy about any of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to that, okay? We weren't done with the history books.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't realize you wanted to continue.
Yeah, he didn't either. So.
Okay, I guess.
Fill us in, man.
We'll get to Merrick Garland.
You're controlling the whole system here.
Sam's in control. He's our producer.
Because
one of these is, you know, pretty good. The next one on the list.
Okay, all right.
The only one other thing.
Yes.
Well, today on this day in 1982, E.T. premieres in theaters.
There you go.
I didn't want to skip that. Yeah. I mean, that's important. E.T. Phone home.
Phone home. Phone home.
Yeah. What a groundbreaking movie that was. I thought it was. I thought so too. Everybody thought it was going to be, you know, scary and frightening.
It was heartwarming. They came back to pick up E.T.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first friendly alien. Maybe only friendly alien movie, right?
Right.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know, Day of the Earth Stood Still, when they threatened the Earth with annihilation if they didn't calm down and stop warring with each other. I think that was a happy ending.
Yeah. You know?
And they left without destroying the Earth. I think that was good.
That's always a good outcome.
That was a good one.
That's an old one, yeah. Any birthdays today you want to mention?
Let's see. Jeanette Rankin, she was born in 1880, the first woman elected to Congress. Our very own Vince Lombardi, I don't know if he was born in Wisconsin, but matters a lot to Wisconsin, born today in 1913. Yeah. Gene Wilder and Peter Dinklage, both actors, born in 1933 and 1969.
Okay. Peter Dinklage?
Yes.
Yeah. It happened on this day as if you care.
It's the John Gordy Singers.
Yeah, they're all tuned up and ready to go. Moment's notice. All right.
As if they cared. All right. Okay. And then, you know, I'm just mentioning what I saw on CNN.
Oh, Merrick Garland?
Yeah, Merrick Garland. Yeah,
he's pissed off, isn't he?
He's just really not happy about what's going on, and it's finally... You know, he's had enough, and he's telling them to stop it.
Knock it off.
This should have happened a long, long time ago.
He's got a long fuse.
I guess so. And we still don't know what they were talking about when we saw the Chyron reading. Mm-hmm. Trump says Taylor Swift may not be legitimately liberal.
You always hear the headlines on CNN, and we don't
know what that means.
Yeah, why would he say that Taylor Swift is not legitimately liberal? What's he going for on that?
I don't understand that she likes him. Has some feelings for Trump.
Is he going after the Taylor Swift vote? Really? Is that what he's trying to do?
I think so.
With some sort of strange.
Called it into question.
Reverse
right?
psychology.
Exactly.
Or something? I don't
know. So, maybe Taylor Swift does support Trump in a way, get some of those voters, right?
I think he's stuck in reverse psychology.
He's nuts. He's really nuts.
Lost it.
Well, okay. I've got a perfect example of that.
What's that?
And everybody's been playing this cut from Trump talking about the battery on a boat. I don't know why he picked a boat. You know, he's talking about EVs. But anyway, a battery. There's no way of figuring him out at all. He's talking about a battery on a boat and sharks, and which one will kill him first.
Let's hear it.
Okay, let's start playing.
Because of MIT, my relationship to MIT, very smart. He goes, I say, what would happen if the boat sank from its weight and you're in the boat and you have this tremendously powerful battery and the battery is now underwater and there's a shark that's approximately 10 yards over there. By the way, a lot of shark attacks lately. Did you notice that? A lot of shark.
No, I didn't
notice
that. I
watched some guys justifying it today. Well, they weren't really that angry. They bit off the young lady's leg because of the fact that they were not hungry, but they misunderstood who she was. These people are crazy.
Good story.
He said there's no problem with sharks. They just didn't really understand a young woman swimming now really got decimated and other people too. A lot of shark attacks. So I said,
stop it.
So there's a shark 10 yards away from the boat.
Yeah.
10 yards.
Let's get back to the story.
Or here. Do I get electrocuted if the boat is sinking, water goes over the battery, the boat is sinking. Do I stay on top of the boat and get electrocuted? Or do
Now, of course, you know, let's just interject here and say that once the battery is underwater, it shorts out and it's not going to electrocute anybody. Okay, we that for a fact.
Okay.
And a boat sinking because a battery is heavy? Seriously, what in God's name is he talking about? Oh, my. Okay.
So why is the shark have anything to do with this?
I mean, wait, you could either get electrocuted by a shorted out battery that has no power at all, or you go to the shark to see if the shark will kill you first. Let's keep going here.
Electrocuted, or do I jump over by the shark and not get electrocuted? Because I will tell you, he didn't know the answer. He said, you know, nobody's ever asked me that question.
Okay, stop it. nobody ever asked me that question, you dumbass. Oh, my God. Oh, and this is a guy from MIT being asked that question, folks.
Was it some relative of Trump, right? Wasn't it his uncle or something?
I don't know.
Yeah.
A guy from MIT,
MIT
is going to be sitting there getting that kind of question from anybody, anyone.
Yeah.
He's not going to say. He's not going to tell him, the battery shorted out. You don't have to worry about that. And he's not going to say anything. He's just going to say, I never got a question like that from anybody. And of course,
trying to be nice.
Trump never saw the irony in that. But let's continue. By the way, this gets worse.
Oh,
and
no.
A lot of people end it there. But let's continue this story.
Said, I think it's a good question. I think there's a lot of electric current coming through that water. But you know what I'd do if there was a shark or you get electrocuted? I'll take electrocution every single time. I'm not getting near the shark. So we're going to end that. We're going to end it for boats. We're going to end it for truck. It's the kind of thing that if your 5-year-old grandson were sitting up here and you gave him a quiz, he would say, don't bother with the electric. There's another thing. The truck is so heavy because batteries are very heavy. The truck weighs more than twice as much as a gasoline truck.
Okay, let's stop it there.
Oh, man.
So he's talking about EVs, actually, in that weird, bizarre story.
And he was talking about his uncle, who was John Trump, who worked at MIT. He was a professor at MIT.
Okay. So when he says that the truck is super heavy because of the battery, he forgets that the full tank of gas is also really damn awful heavy. He also forgets that the technology is different. The engine is different. It's probably a lot lighter than the normal everyday gas engine or diesel engine. So, no, it's not a heavier vehicle by any stretch of the imagination. But he's saying that because now he's making EVs even worse off because they're too heavy for bridges. Let's continue.
What? Truck. So what happens, a diesel. So what happens is They have to fix every bridge all over the United States to handle the weight. Every bridge has to be rebuilt because the weight is double and triple that of a gasoline or diesel tank truck. Yeah. And you say to yourself, who are these people that are destroying our country? Why are they destroying our country? Why is it that they're destroying our country? All of that stuff is going to end.
See?
It's all ending.
But he forgot also that we have an infrastructure bill. It's been rebuilding all those bridges. They're doing it because of the heavy batteries in the EV vehicles. Oh, my God.
Off the rails again.
What is happening?
How can you be off the rails every single time you open up your mouth you appear before a crowd?
Yeah, Ann and I were watching this on TV, the actual speech, and we're watching the people in the back.
Right?
Trying to understand what he's saying, you know, and everybody started shifting in their seats and talking to each other, and they're like, well, he's lost in another one of those stories, Emma, so let's talk about something else. Maybe move, you know?
Let's get out of here. He loses a lot of his crowds, I understand. Like 20 minutes in.
Yeah, I was watching a few videos.
They start drifting away. Yeah.
Showing the crowds leaving, and they're shouting, why are you leaving? Why? No one answered, by the way.
No.
But they were streaming out.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the other thing, too, is that they found an ad in the newspaper to get crowds into his rallies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had an ad, and you get, $50 if you go to the rally.
No kidding.
They pay you to go into the rally.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe those are the people that got paid, took the money, stayed for about 2 minutes, and started leaving.
We should go to a rally. We should go to a Trump rally. He comes in next time. See if we can sneak in.
Sneak in.
You think?
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
Well, answer one of their ads and get $50.
I think
you're going to have to wear disguise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Okay. So if he ever comes to this area.
He'd come to Madison, sure.
He'll probably be in Milwaukee for the convention, right?
Absolutely. Well, probably if he's not in jail already. Yeah. Wow,
but wouldn't it be great that then when he is in the area, we'll check the want ads and see if they're looking for people to show up, and we'll get the $50 to be in the crowd.
Sure.
To cheer him on.
Get the $50. We could donate it to charity. It'd be a charitable contribution
That's very nice of you to say that.
Don't you think?
Oh, I think that's
donate
great.
It to the Democrats.
Well, I was thinking, use the $50 to buy a hat and a red shirt.
Or a Bible.
A Bible.
Trump Bible. Is he still selling those? Are those still available online?
I don't. I would assume they're right there with the gold sneakers.
I wonder how the merch is going. If it's going fast.
How could he do that?
What do you mean?
Why? I mean, sell these weird, strange products. And then the thing is, at most of these rallies, when they're broadcasting them, I think probably in right-wing television, streaming services, they always have an ad. They split the screen, they have an ad up. And the ad is really disgusting. Yeah. It's a children's book on Trump.
Oh, yeah. Like a...
Yeah. Little propaganda device that they want to give to the kids.
Is it a coloring book?
I don't know what it is. But it's always... It's steered toward the kids, and the kids can get this book, this Trump book.
We got to get our hands on some of this merchandise.
The Bible is definitely still for sale. It says in stock now for quick shipping, available at GodBlessTheUSABible.com.
$60?
Yep.
Plus shipping and handling?
$59.99.
That isn't available on Amazon, is it? Because if it is...
See it there, no.
Okay. Mm. And that's why they want to stay away from Amazon, because so many people have been stung by Amazon. Because they look at the sales, and then all of a sudden it's on sale and discount, and it's offered up for free, and it really looks bad for them. So they stay away from Amazon. Mm. So they have their own publisher doing these mail-outs. Okay. Excellent. I got it.
Yeah.
Well, you can't deceive us. You can't,
wonder how
you
he's
can't
doing
fool
in the sales.
Us again.
No. Uh-oh. Hey, coming up in a little while, after the top of the hour, we'll be talking with Amy Roseborough. She's a state archaeologist. They found another canoe at the bottom of Lake Mendota.
And it's not styrofoam, though.
It's not styrofoam.
I just want to clear that up.
Thank you for doing that. All right. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Family Show for a Tuesday morning. Good morning, everybody.
listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
WMDX, and a good morning to you, the John and Gordy Family Extravaganza.
That's right. It's Tuesday.
It is. It is Tuesday already.
11th.
Tomorrow we'll be at the Short Stack Eatery.
That's right.
Stuffing our faces with pancakes.
Pancakes. Yes. Yes. They're at 301 Johnson Street.
Yeah.
The corner of Johnson and State.
The beginning of the 300 block.
That's right. Yeah, we'll be there tomorrow morning from 6 to 8 a.m., so you can join us then. And coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be kicking off our Scani Summer Text to Win contest for today. We have hourly winners at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m., where we reveal the key words, and you can text in to win fabulous prizes like the Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Package. Yep. We have a daily winner of a pair of Brewer tickets, club-level seats, and then the grand prize winners will be drawing at the end of the contest two grand prizes. And you could have your choice of a staycation at Fort Atkinson, a cottage on the lake. It's beautiful. It includes a pontoon boat that you can use. Also, or you could choose a Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores or Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. We'll do that after the top of the hour.
That sounds great.
All right.
Great.
Yeah.
I was thinking about when we're at Short Stack.
Yeah.
And we've got our microphones on the table.
Right.
And we're sitting in the window seat.
Yeah.
And people are walking by, groups of people.
Yeah.
Are walking up to the restaurant.
Right.
And they see us in there.
Yeah. And sometimes they wave.
They wave because they don't know what the hell's going on.
Right.
They must be celebrities. Let's wave.
Sure. I don't know if they think that, but they just see two guys with
back.
Microphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wave.
And then they stay very clear of us. So
we had one guy, did we talk about this? One guy that walked by.
Oh, no, we didn't talk about that.
He had a backpack balanced on the top of his head.
That's right.
And he was walking by the window, just casually walking by. And then he started to do that thing where you're going down the stairs. He did that with the thing balanced on his head. It was hilarious.
Right,
and he
past
just,
us.
He just kept walking.
Yeah.
He didn't acknowledge it. He didn't do anything. He just kept going.
Then he went up the stairs and he walked away.
Yes. So people do goofy things.
They
and
do.
You're more than welcome to do that as well. So join us tomorrow at Short Stack Eatery.
We have yet to see streakers.
Not yet, but it's early in the summer.
Wait for Saturday when the naked bike rides happen.
That's it.
Oh, is that
that's
it? Saturday?
Yeah, that's right. We've got a guest. We'll be talking about that.
Yeah.
Let's get to Trump's speech in Las Vegas. You know, what happens in Las Vegas should stay there, but we're going to play it anyway.
Right?
All right.
What did he do in Las Vegas?
This time he's talking about the J6 hostages.
Oh, no.
So why don't we play Cut 52 and see what he has to say about those J6. You know, they're really treated badly, you know, being in jail and prison.
Sure.
So let's check that out.
But those J6 warriors, they were warriors, but they were really more than anything else. They're victims of what happened.
Victims.
All they were doing is protesting a rigged election. That's what they were doing.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah.
And then the police say, go in, go in, go in.
No, they didn't exactly say that, no.
What is it? That's nuts.
There's video of a police person, like, waving them, but it wasn't necessarily, come on in. Have a good time. Take a chair.
No.
Break a window. Woo!
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny he doesn't have that attitude about Black Lives Matter protesters, you know, that might break a store window or something like that. They're just protesting.
Yeah.
That's all.
Got a couple of texts in here.
They're the victims.
We were talking about how to get into a Trump rally and, you know, that he offers $50 cash. If you want to come to the rally, you'll get $50 or something like that. This person, Robert from McFarland, says, I know Trump does post on Craigslist for people to come to his rallies.
That's right.
Maybe that's where we should be looking.
It's Craigslist. That's where they're paying these people.
He's going old school. No one uses Craigslist anymore.
And then we were talking about how he was calling Taylor Swift not a true liberal or something like that, or
Taylor Swift may not be a legitimately liberal person.
That's what he was saying. This texter says, I bet he's trying to bait her to get her really mad at him, and then a bunch of extra people will be mad at her as well. Okay.
That's right.
Again.
What a plot. What a plan. And then it says,
see how that works out.
Trump tells Christian conservatives, Democrats are against religion.
Okay.
We're against a religious nation, but not against religion, because Democrats are also religious.
Sure.
Catholics, Lutherans,
Jews,
you know. Yeah. I mean, it's not like we're against religion at all.
He's just throwing anything out
but
there.
But we don't want a religious nation.
He just puts all this stuff out there to see what gets a reaction, and then goes from there and tries to riff on that, and maybe he can find something to riff on the next time.
Right, he shakes all his stuff up in a blender, just like, let's see what happens.
Let's it fly.
Yeah, let's it go. Okay.
Hey, so coming up, we want to mention our friend Pete Schwab is going to be in here in a little while, talking about, whatever he wants to talk about.
7:35.
He's got the Nightlight Show.
I have a few questions for him.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
You're
going to
put him on the spot?
I'm going to grill him. No. No, I want to talk about some theaters, you know. I mean,
theaters.
He mentioned, some of the theaters.
Some of the nicer theaters?
Around. Yes.
Yeah. We got plenty of really nice theaters in Madison.
We were talking about theaters, you know, and I just thought, boy.
Yeah.
I've been in some real bad theaters.
Yeah.
I want to talk to them about
Compare really good theaters with just real bad theaters.
Well, the state of theaters.
Ah.
And I'm so glad some of them are gone at this point.
Mm.
But I want to talk to him about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we'll talk about Lake Michigan Monster.
What? What Lake Michigan Monster? What are you talking about? What?
And Hundreds of Beavers.
Oh,
I have not seen that one, but the Lake Michigan Monster.
Oh, you got it. I think you can stream it now.
Yes, you can. It's on Prime.
Yeah.
For free.
You got to watch Hundreds of Beavers.
That's what I hear.
Lake Michigan Monster
both
is free.
Both of them.
They're both.
Yeah, but you have to see.
Both directed by the same guy.
Also, you should see Lake Michigan.
One is free, and I don't think Hundreds of Beavers is free yet.
All right. Well, Pete will straighten all this out later.
Well, he will. That's why we're going to talk to him about it.
Okay. Well, fine. All right.
Well, geez, all the answers right
now.
Would
you relax?
I cannot provide
that. I'm not accusing you of anything, or Pete. I'm sure he'll find a way to talk about
it. You have been very supportive of me. And I appreciate that. What, you were talking me up before?
Okay.
You really didn't mean it, did you? Oh my God!
Of course I meant it. What
I'm
are you talking about? What have you turned into, Mr. Sensitive? All of a sudden, it's crazy.
I have got mad sensitivity.
Okay. Coming up, our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right around the corner on the John and Gordy Family Show for a Tuesday.
You got it.
John and Gordy in the morning,
as we were saying.
Is the John and Gordy Show. Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, On the Road with Jane and Todd is underway. We will be talking to Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau and so much more. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.